Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, from my childhood, I was taught by my parents, Sunday school teachers, and my pastor that we serve the Almighty God. I was taught that God was all-powerful, and that he was everywhere present. When I went to Bible college, I learned that these two words meant that God is omnipotent. That means all-powerful, and that he is omnipresent, which means he is everywhere present. I was taught from my youth that God was too high that you can't get over him. That he's too low that you can't get under him. And that he was too wide that you can't get around him. I was taught that I serve a big God, and that there was nothing too hard for God to do. But, brothers and sisters, what I wasn't told in my youth and coming up is that sometimes there would be times in my life when I would get disappointed by this big, almighty, all-powerful, and everywhere present God. Yes, I was told that he may not come when you want him. But he's always on time. I want to know, were you taught that too? But then, over the course of my life, I've had some situations and some circumstances that I faced that I have prayed. I prayed. To our almighty, all-powerful, and God who is everywhere present, and he did not respond to my prayers in the way that I expected him to respond. I know I'm not the only one. I am willing to admit this morning that there have been times when I didn't expect God to do what he decided to do. I thought that just because I was a child of God, a believer, and the disciple of Jesus Christ, that my prayers to God should have been answered in the affirmative. I was looking for the miraculous to always take place in my life. And when it didn't happen, I would get disappointed with God. I'm being honest with you today. Which led to moments of discouragement, which ushered into my life this thing called doubt. Can I be real with you today? That's right. The pastor, the preacher, the man of God, the child of God, Nathaniel Jeffrey Wood, admits that there have been times in my life when I have doubted the goodness and love of God for me and his almighty power to do all things. And do you know when those doubts would arise? They would arise when I did not understand why God allowed some negative things to come into my life. The times that God allowed tests and trials into my life. The times when God did not respond to my prayers the way I wanted him to respond. The times I prayed for a job and didn't get the job. The times I prayed for love and harmony with my spouse, and they walked out the door and left me. The times I prayed for my children to do right, but they disregarded my instruction and got into major trouble. The times I prayed for a sick loved one to be healed, and they still died. The times I prayed for deliverance out of a situation, and it seemed like God was taking his good old time to get me out. I don't know about you, but I am willing to admit that there have been some moments in my life when I got disappointed with God. Now, all of my life, I was told that God would not put more on you than you can bear. You've been told that? But in my own estimation, there have been some times in my life that I reached my breaking point. And all this happened, listen, all of this happened while I was a child of God, a believer, and a follower of Jesus Christ. Even during the times that I was doing my best to live a holy life, read my Bible, and pray, there were still times that I felt that God had abandoned and forgot about me. And you know what? During those moments, I became disappointed with how God was acting towards me. But guess what? Guess what, New Providence and friends? I discovered that I was not the first one nor will I be the last one who wrestle with feelings of disappointment with God, which leads to discouragement and ushers doubt in about the goodness, love, and power of God. In our scriptural text this morning, we discover that John the Baptist was in prison. You remember John the Baptist, don't you? The miracle child born to the priest named Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth. John the Baptist, the one who, while he was in his mother's womb, leaped for joy when Mary, pregnant with Jesus, entered the room. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus, who prepared the way for Jesus' coming and ministry in the earth. John the Baptist, you remember, the one who preached in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight and repent of your sins." You remember John the Baptist, don't you? The one who was baptizing converts in the Jordan River, who, when he saw Jesus approaching him, declared, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." This is the same John the Baptist that told Jesus that he was not worthy to baptize him. But after baptizing Jesus, this was the same John the Baptist that saw the heavens open and the Spirit of God descending from heaven in the form of a dove. This is the same John that heard God the Father say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This is the same John the Baptist that is spoken of in our selected scriptural text for today. John, the forerunner of Jesus, John, the called, John, the cousin of Jesus, John, the chosen mouthpiece for God. According to our scriptural text, is now in prison. Even though John was given proof that Jesus was who he said he was, John experienced a moment of disappointment with Jesus. Why do you suggest this, Pastor Wood? Let me let you know why. Because John was in prison for doing the right thing. He was put into prison for preaching against unrighteousness and sin. You good Bible readers know that John preached about the adulterous relationship and eventual marriage of Herod and his sister-in-law named Herodias. That's another sermon. But John the Baptist did what God had told him to do. And because he preached righteousness, it landed John into a prison cell. And come on. Let's be completely honest with ourselves. John might have thought that just because he was doing what was right, just because he was obeying God, that God should only allow good things to happen in his life. And jail was not a good place to be. And how many of us who are watching today have ended up in some confined and tight, some miserable places because we did the right thing. Listen, John, prior to his prison confinement, may have heard Cousin Jesus proclaim the words written in Isaiah 61 that say, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners." But John has found himself in prison for a long time. And Cousin Jesus was not doing anything to get him out of his dark, lonely prison cell. And let me say right here that when a person is going through difficulties for a long period of time, that they are subject to become disappointed, discouraged, and depressed, which leads to doubt arising in the hearts. Am I telling the truth? That is what I suggest could have been taking place in John the Baptist's life while he was in prison. So the Bible says that John, from his prison cell, sends his disciples to Jesus to ask him a very important question. John tells them to ask Jesus, "Is he the one who was prophesied to come, or should we look for another?" Wait a minute. Isn't this the same John that asked this question of Jesus, who leaped in his mother's womb when Jesus entered the room? Isn't this the same John who heard God the Father audibly speak from heaven that Jesus was his beloved son? What's going on with you, John? Why are you asking a question that you already know? Listen to me good. I believe that hard times and difficulties caused John to become disappointed, discouraged, and inevitably led John to doubt his Lord. And brothers and sisters, let's not get too hard or become too hard on John. Because if we are totally honest with ourselves, we too have had some moments of doubt. Come on now, come on now. With this whole coronavirus pandemic, some of us right now are wrestling with doubts whether God still has the power to deliver us from the virus. There are some of us who are having doubts about God's sovereign authority. There are some of us who are shaken with doubt of God's love for mankind. Even as believers, we too must admit that we have moments when doubt creeps into our lives and our faith is weakened. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I have some good news to tell you this morning. Notice in the scriptural text that after Jesus is asked the question from John's disciples, that Jesus does not tell John's disciples that he was upset about John's question. He does not tell John's disciples to go back and tell John that, John, I'm through with you. He doesn't send back John's disciples with a message scolding or chastising John. And New Providence and friends, I am so glad that when I have my moments of doubt and my moments of faithlessness, that God does not come down on me, but he gently restores me back to him. Thank you, God. I am so glad that Jesus knows all about my struggles. I'm so glad that he will still guide me till the day is done. That's some good news for somebody who is watching me today. Jesus tells John's disciples to report to John what they have seen and heard. And sometimes God will use us to testify to others what we are seeing God do in our lives. Sometimes God will use us to speak words of encouragement to someone who is having difficulty maintaining their hope and their trust in the Lord. The old saints would sing in testimony service, "I'll believe, I'll testify while I have a chance. For I may not have this chance anymore." And I wonder this morning, is there anybody watching me who is not ashamed to testify of the goodness and mercy of God? Is there anybody watching who is not scared and not ashamed to testify to someone that may be wrestling with doubt that God is still good? Well, as I end this sermon this morning, Jesus, in essence, tells John's disciples to let John know that he was still demonstrating the fact that he was the Son of God and the Messiah. He tells John's disciples to let John know that he is still delivering, he is still healing, and still reaching broken humanity. Jesus tells them to report to John that even while he is in prison, that God is still at work. He may not feel that God is at work in his circumstances, but God is still moving. God is still on the throne. God is still making a way out of no way. Jesus says to tell John that the blind receive their sight, that the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. In other words, Jesus is saying to John's disciples, tell John to settle his doubts. Tell John to not let his disappointments, his discouragement, and his depression to get the best of him. For I am who God the Father said I am, and I will always be with you no matter what you're facing. And so I stopped by New Providence this morning to encourage someone who is watching or listening to me today by saying to you that God is still at work. Did you hear what I said? I said, God is still at work. He is still protecting you. He still is supplying your needs. He still is making ways out of no way. You may be experiencing moments of disappointment with God. because you thought that your life would be in a better place, by now you are wrestling with discouragement because you have been in your situation for what seems to be a long time. But let me, as pastor, encourage you to wait. I said wait. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will. I said he will. I know he will strengthen your heart. The Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings like an eagle. They'll run and not get weary. They'll walk and not faint. And somebody watching me today needs to tell the devil that you put some doubt in my heart. But guess what? You did not fully persuade me. You can't make me doubt him, because I know too much about him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. When a believer struggles with doubt, let me tell you what God will do. He will remind us that he is still at work. And when God sends us a reminder that he is at work in your life and in others' lives, that truth should settle our doubts. God bless you.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.